السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وأصلي وأسلم على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، نبينا وحبيبنا وقرة أعيننا محمد بن عبد الله، عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم، أما بعد. فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في قرآنه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والضحى والليل إذا سجى، ما ودعك ربك وما قلى، وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى، ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى، ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى، ووجدك ضالا فهدى، ووجدك عائلا فأغنى، فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر، وأما السائل فلا تنهر، وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث. We commence by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is no doubt our creator, sustainer, nourisher, protector and curer. We ask Him subhanahu wa ta'ala to shower His choicest of blessings and salutations upon our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, his family members, his companions, and all those who tread upon his path with utmost sincerity until the day of Qiyamah. My dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, first and foremost, I advise myself, I admonish myself, and then all of you all present here to adopt a life of taqwa. And that is to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to be conscious of Him azza wa jal during every single second of our lives if we wish to attain success in this world as well as the hereafter. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us all from the people of taqwa, and may He azza wa jal make us from the victorious and successful ones. Ameen. Inshallah ta'ala, the topic for today's khutbah is frigatiske decaphobia. I know most of you must have been like, what did he just say? So let me repeat it again. Frigatiske decaphobia. As for those who are familiar with the term, well and good. But perhaps for those who aren't, let me define it. Frigatiske decaphobia is a phobia, a fear, an irrational fear of Friday the 13th being full of doom and misfortune. So today being Friday the 13th, I thought of basing today's khutbah around what Islam has to say about superstitions, about myths, about shibboleths, otherwise folklore, that contain little or no meaning at all, and false beliefs, insha'Allah ta'ala. Because sadly, today when you look around, even though we live in such a modern era, we see many, many individuals, even amounting to the millions, who are affected by such irrational beliefs. Experts state that airlines suffer huge losses on Friday the 13th, because many people don't even book tickets to fly on Friday the 13th. Because they have this irrational fear in regard to Friday being full of doom, misfortune and bad luck. And there are a number of myths and superstitions that people believe. And trust me, you won't believe that there are many of us, even within our own country, who have fallen prey to such beliefs. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all. This belief of Friday the 13th, if you read about its history, it goes back to the 19th century. And there are certain beliefs, like for example the one in Russia, where they believe that if a bird defecates on you, that brings about good fortune and good luck. So the more the birds defecate on you, the better it is. So the more the bird poop that fall on you, you are going to be blessed for that day. That's what they believe. And then you have the belief that people are petrified of black cats, that if a black cat were to cross your path, bad luck would follow. And then they avoid walking under ladders. They throw salt behind their shoulders to avoid the evil eye. You have something known as touch wood. When someone admires something, you immediately say touch wood, or you knock on wood. Now these beliefs, when you study about them, they actually, people used to touch wood or knock wood to call on the spirits and the ghosts, according to their beliefs, of the woods and the forests to come and protect them. Allahu Akbar. And then you have people who believe in the bad luck that follows when an individual breaks a mirror. And then you have individuals who believe in good luck following when you have a horseshoe with you, the four-leaf clover with you, a rabbit's foot with you. You have a number of beliefs. And oh, numerology. You who believe, when I went to the RMV to register my vehicle, you won't believe, there was someone who told me, there was a Muslim there working, he told me that yes, there are a number of people who actually pay a lot more to get, you know, VIP numbers. That's a different story. But then there are those who also pay to get special numbers, in the sense that total up to a certain figure because they fear certain numbers. Those of you who may be in the vehicle trade would perhaps attest to what I am about to say. They fear the number 4. In the sense, they total up the number, and if it comes to a 4, they don't purchase that vehicle. So even the vehicle traders have no other option. They try to avoid buying vehicles that total up to a 4 or 8 because they find it difficult to resell that vehicle. 4, 8, these are numbers considered, you know, numbers that bring about bad luck. Number 13, they would never go for number 13. Believe me, you go to the RMV and you ask them, you want a VIP number, you ask them 13, 13. They have it because nobody goes for it. 13, 13, because it totals up to 8, it totals up to 4, and then 13, full of bad luck. The number is available. I went for 13, 14, and everybody likes the number because it totals up to 9, and they say 9 is a very good number. 1 or 9 is a good number. Allahu Akbar. This numerology, it goes back to ancient Egyptian magic, where they used to believe in numbers. You don't find anything of this sort in Islam. Anything of this sort. And that person who works there in that department, he told me that yes, there are individuals from other beliefs who believe in this, obviously. But then the Muslims are the ones most affected by this. They're very, very careful in terms of how they purchase their vehicles, in terms of the numbers, etc. And then when you go around, perhaps looking at houses, there are those who avoid certain numbers. There are those who avoid houses that face certain directions because of superstitious beliefs, myths, omens. They believe in all of this. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all. Let us look at what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had to say in regard to superstitions, in regard to bad omens. We have a hadith that has been recorded by Imam Bukhari and Imam Muslim rahimahumallah. Anas ibn Malik radiyallahu an, and I'm sure all of you are aware of Anas ibn Malik. He was a great companion of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a young companion who served the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam for almost 10 years. Allahu Akbar. He narrates the hadith. He states that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said, La adwa wa la tuyara, la adwa wa la tuyara, wa yu'jibuni al-fa'l. أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم is reported to have said along the lines of these words, there is no transmission of infectious diseases, contagious diseases, except by the permission and will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ولا طيرة, there is no superstitious beliefs. Now تطير, the Arabic term, it stems from the word where you have طير, طير in the sense a bird. Because in those days, the Arabs, they used to determine their fate, determine their future based on how the birds used to fly. Like say for example, if an individual were to perhaps undertake a journey on trade, he would go out and look at how the birds are flying. Perhaps if a bird flew in the right direction, then he would set out, he would undertake that journey. If the bird on the other hand flew towards the left, he would not travel on that day. Tatayyur. They used to look at the birds and derive omens from it. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said, there's no superstitious beliefs in Islam. You don't have bad omens in Islam. You don't have bad omens in Islam. And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went on to say, وَيُعْجِبُنِي الْفَأْلِ. And I like fa'al. Now what is fa'al? Fa'al can be translated as optimism. Because he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, was the greatest optimist to ever walk on the face of this earth, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَيُعْجِبْنِي الْفَأَلِ. I love optimism. The Sahaba, رِضْوَانَ تَعَالَى عَلَيْهِمْ أَجْمَعِينَ, who were around Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at that time, they asked him, Ya Rasulullah, مَا الْفَأَلِ? What is فَأَل? Could you please define فَأَل for us? And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam defined it as الْكَلِمَةُ الطَيِّبَةُ, a good word. Speak something that is good. When you see someone, oh, you went under the ladder, now bad luck is going to follow you. Oh, you broke that mirror, now 7 years of bad luck, you're doomed. Oh, Friday the 13th, don't fly. These are all bad words. But instead speak a good word. Optimistic words, positive words. We have a famous hadith Qudsi, where, I'm sure most of you might be aware what a hadith Qudsi is. A hadith Qudsi is basically the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, narrated to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but it is not considered Quran. It is from the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But this is something that Allah azza wa jal said. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes mention of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said. أَنَا عِنْدَ ظَنِّ عَبْدِي بِي. I am according to how my slave thinks of me. I am according to how my slave thinks of me. So we, as the slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we the faithful, the followers of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the followers of the greatest optimist, we need to think good about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Positive thoughts about Allah azza wa jal. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's the most forgiving, He's the most merciful. We need to think good thoughts about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are some of us who have gone into this abyss of despair, this abyss of negativity, where we think, oh, there's no hope for me anymore. I can't see the light at the end of the tunnel. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is never going to forgive me. My dear brother, that is so blasphemous, that statement of yours, or that thought of yours, that you need to make a separate tawbah for that. Because Allah azza wa jal, in many a place in the Noble Quran, what does He say? Inna Allaha ghafoorun rahim. And each time you start off reading the Quran, what do you say? Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Inna Allaha ghafoor rahim. Indeed, Allah is the most forgiving, the most merciful. So it is upon us that we think good about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we think positive thoughts about our Maker subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then we have another hadith that has been recorded by Imam Ahmad, Imam Abu Dawud, Imam At-Tirmidhi, rahimahumullah, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said, At-tiyara shirkun. At-tiyaratu shirk. To believe in superstitions, to believe in bad omens, is blatant shirk. Associating partners unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are those who hang bottles in their houses, and they believe that these bottles ward away the evil perhaps, ward away all kinds of things. They don't even know what is inside those bottles. They don't. They employ or find someone, pay him a sum of money, he comes in and hangs a couple of bottles. And they believe in those bottles. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. There's no power, no might except from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is upon us believers to put our belief system proper. We have to go back to the Quran, go back to the authentic sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and see what your teacher has to say in this regard. In another narration, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said, and the narration has been recorded by Imam Ahmad rahimahullah. The narration goes along the lines of these words, that the individual who believes that tiyara, or rather the individual who believes in a superstitious belief, and perhaps if that stopped him from doing something, that individual has committed shirk. Has committed shirk. The Sahaba who were around the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at that time, they asked him, Ya Rasulullah, what is the expiation or the kafara for the individual who perhaps gave in to such superstitious thoughts, such bad beliefs or bad omens? He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said, it is upon that individual to read, Allahumma la khayra illa khayruk. Allahumma la khayra illa khayruk. Wala tayra illa tayruk. Allahumma la khayra illa khayruk. Wala tayra illa tayruk. Wala ilaha ghayruk. Look at the dua. Oh Allah, there is no good except from you. Oh Allah, there aren't any bad omens except through your permission or your will. وَلَا إِلَهَ غَيْرُكَ. And there is no deity worthy of worship other than you, Ya Allah. Look at the dua Rasulullah ﷺ taught the Sahaba. And look at this dua. It is basically setting your belief system proper. Because the minute you give in to such superstitious beliefs, you're drifting away from the proper belief system. You are drifting away from Tawheed. This is how serious the matter is. Today there are many of us who believe in all kinds of things. Look at the statements of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. No superstitious beliefs whatsoever. You don't have to throw salt behind your shoulder. You don't have to touch wood or knock wood. You don't have to look at numbers when you buy vehicles. You don't have to look at numbers when you buy houses or rent houses. There's nothing of that sort in Islam. Islam is so clear. It's such a beautiful religion. We're going back to pagan cultures. Pagan cultures. These are all things that are supported by magic and evil beliefs. Like if you read about the belief where they fear the black cat, it's a superstition. Where in those days, there were old elderly women perhaps who were widows. They used to have cats. And because of that, black cats were associated to older women and they were thought of as witches. And therefore they thought the connection between black cats and witches are strong. So therefore if a black cat crosses your path... Oh, and they also used to believe that when a woman, an old woman who is a widow, when she dies, she basically comes back reincarnation in the form of a black cat. Can we believers ever give in to such blasphemous and drastic beliefs? Touching wood, knocking wood to call the spirits of the woods and the forests. And there are those who say, I have my fingers crossed. I have my fingers crossed. Or when I say, oh, I said, you know, whatever I said, but my fingers were crossed. You know, this belief, it goes back to where they used to cross their fingers, calling upon Jesus to protect them. And they, whenever they used to perhaps lie, they used to cross their fingers to indicate that, look, this is a white lie, and let Jesus protect me for lying. Can we believers ever give in to such beliefs? We can't. And look, the words of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam are so crystal clear. You give in to superstitious beliefs, you are committing shirk. And you know how grave shirk is. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all from all kinds of elements of shirk. Ameen. So don't give in to superstitious beliefs. And we have a beautiful statement of Imam Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah. And this has been recorded in his book Miftahu Dari Sa'adah. He states that based on the hadith of Anas radiallahu an, a bad omen affects the individual. Okay, listen to me carefully. A bad omen affects the individual who believes in that bad omen. A bad omen affects the individual who believes in that bad omen. If you think that if I buy this vehicle, it's number 13, or it totals up to 4, it totals up to 8, misfortune is going to follow, bad luck is going to follow, then so be it. Allah Azza wa Jal, He might even bring about tests and calamities to test you accordingly. أَنَا عِنْدَ ظَنِّي عَبْدِي بِي I'm according to how my slave thinks of me. You buy a vehicle, let it be 13, let it have 13 plastered all over that vehicle. You buy it with positivity, good thoughts, thinking that let this vehicle be a means for me to travel around, take my family around, perhaps go to the masjid. Let me do good with this vehicle. And so be it, that vehicle will be good for you, inshaAllah ta'ala. لَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ We are believers. We are mutawakkilun. We place our trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't believe in all these superstitions. We don't believe in black cats. We don't believe in bottles. We don't believe in all these things that we tie around ourselves. We believe in Allah Azza wa Jal. We are mu'minun. We are muwahidun. We believe in tawheed. So don't give in to superstitious beliefs. And if you have, then read the dua that I just read. Allahumma la khayra illa khayruk. وَلَا طَيْرَ إِلَّا طَيْرُكَ وَلَا إِلَهَ غَيْرُكَ That is the kafara for giving into superstitious beliefs according to the words of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, rid your life of negativity. Rid your life of negativity. Because like I said, we are following in the footsteps of the greatest optimist who ever walked on the face of this earth. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was such a positive individual. Let me give you an incident. During the battle of Khandaq, famous battle of Khandaq, I'm sure most of you might be aware, the battle of the trenches. The Sahaba, they were digging trenches, and this was a device devised by Salman the Persian, radiallahu anhu, Salman al-Farisi. It was his idea. So they dug trenches in front of Medina to protect Medina from the front. Trenches, deep trenches. So whilst they were digging, the Sahaba, they encountered a huge rock. and they couldn't get through or get past that rock. So they went to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam to ask him counsel in that regard. He sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam stood up and he went to where the rock was located and he asked for a pick or a spade or whatever. And he said, Bismillah, in the name of Allah, and he struck at the rock. The rock, basically one third of it broke away. And then he sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, the keys of Sham, basically, the geographical Syria. Sham consists of a number of, not today Syria, geographical Syria. The keys of Sham have been given to me, and it is as if I see the palaces of Sham. Okay? And then he said, Bismillah, struck the rock again. Another part of it broke off. And then he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allahu Akbar, Allah is great. I have been given the keys of Yemen. I have been given the keys of Yemen, and I see the palaces of Yemen. I'm sorry, Persia. I see the palaces of Persia. And then he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hit the rock again. The incident goes along the lines of these words. And he said, Allahu Akbar, I see the gates or the doors of Yemen. Now for an individual, let me say, a pessimist, he might have thought, for a pessimist, the one who thinks, you know, always from a negative angle, he would have thought, oh, I mean, look at the Muslims, they're so small in number. And here is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam talking about Sham, talking about Persia, talking about Yemen. But did it not come true? Did it not come true? Maybe not at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, but during the time of Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu anhu, during the time of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu anhu, they did conquer those lands. And this was the vision of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. He was an optimist. He was chased from his own homeland. He goes to Ta'if. He goes to Ta'if and they pelt him, they stone him, they get the street urchins to pelt him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And blood flows, but he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was positive even at that moment. And when the people of Medina welcomed him, he did not think, oh Medina, it's so far away from Makkah, what am I going to do from Medina? No, he was an optimist who seized that particular opportunity. Like someone once said, a pessimist sees the difficulty in every opportunity, whilst an optimist sees the opportunity in every difficulty. So let us all become optimists. Let us follow Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Let us think positively. Do not give in to superstitious beliefs. Follow the footsteps of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Follow the teachings of the Quran and the authentic teachings of our beloved master Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. May Allah azza wa jal forgive all of our sins. May He accept our good deeds. And may He unite us in the gardens of Jannah with our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Ameen wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.